Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Zulu Papa Papa, Jeff Emery. It is with a heavy heart I announce the passing of VK4ZPP, Jeff Emery. Jeff's wife Dawn called me Thursday evening to say Jeff did not make it through surgery that evening at the Hervey Bay Hospital, where he had spent several weeks. Jeff, of course, was the mainstay, the backbone of this Q News Bulletin for some 15 years. In fact, since the WIA had become a national body. Without VK4ZPP's weekly contribution, and in many cases his had been the week's only contribution, Q News and a local VK4 News would have ceased many a moon ago. To Dawn, the family, to Jeff's many friends, and to you, the listeners of Q News, we all will miss him dreadfully. As Jeff always said at the conclusion of his bulletin, that's what I think, how about you? This time, there is no thought, we will miss him. R.I.P. VK4 Zulu Papa Papa, another silent key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, wherever and however you're listening, plus or minus a few days, this is Q News for Sunday the 12th of October 2025, and I'm John, VK4JPM, with the segment from the Darling Downs Radio Club. Monday the 13th of October is the club's next member meeting. It's tomorrow night for most broadcasts, and it's another meeting that's pretty big. So what's up? Well, we've had an interesting time with a massive amount of gear gifted to the club. Dave, VK4JPS, is along to bring us up to date on the recently in force ACMA determinations. Do you know exactly what the impact is for you as a ham? Dave has the answers. It's in person and online, and there will be time for a bit of a cuppa and a natter whether you're in Newtown or on the tube. Details, links, addresses and full agenda are on the website at ddrci.org.au. Next month's meeting on Monday the 10th of November should definitely be in your diary. We all know the frequently levelled complaint that hams cause radio interference. Well, John, VK4JBE, is along in person to talk EMR, and if you understand EMR, you'll know how to avoid two types of trouble: complaints that you're creating interference and complaints that you're creating danger. Knowledge is power, and John has the knowledge. That's the DDRCI November meeting on Monday the 10th of November. Now, you know that the club is focused on education and assessment, and we'd love to help you or someone you know get their first license or to upgrade to the next level. Our education team is progressively ramping up, and we're looking for people to join us on the journey. Age, gender, background, and prior knowledge are all non-barriers. Let our team help you to get that ticket. Plus, some exciting news. The club now has three assessors. So if you're ready to have a go at getting the knowledge or doing the test, or both, drop us a line to education@ddrci.org.au. That's education@ddrci.org.au. And that's it for today. As always, all the detail is on the website at ddrci.org.au. Look in the calendar rotator on the homepage and click left or right if you want to give the rotator a bit of a hurry up. If you have additional questions, you can use the contact page or drop a line to secretary@ddrci.org.au, and we promise we'll get back to you. I'm John, VK4JPM, for the Darling Downs Radio Club.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.